Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. How may I assist you, and may I have your zip code to assist you?
Okay. My zip code is 501 743-6061.
Let's start all over. What's your zip code? Only five numbers.
Okay, zip code 72176.
Thank you so much. And your first and last name, please.
Deborah Cossey, C-O-S-S-E-Y.
Ms. Cossey, I do see your name on an account here. Would you give me the address, please, for security?
910 Brewer Street.
City and
Brewer
State?
Brewer Street Ward. Ward, Arkansas.
Thank you so much. And I'll be right with you looking for the account information.
Okay. Let me go take care of this.
Thank you for your patience. I'm still here.
Yeah. I'm telling my husband I'm going in the office. It's about that.
Did you find see an my order account? Here, ma'am.
I don't know any idea what the order is, and I don't remember ordering anything.
I do see the order here, ma'am, for $5.74 shipping and handling cost.
For what?
That you would purchase a sweepstakes ticket to try to win a kitchen item.
Yeah, that's already come out of my checking account. I'm wondering about the $67.32.
That $67 is a part of an online membership for the discount store that goes along with this account.
I do not want it. Please cancel it.
Okay, ma'am.
Because I cannot afford. I didn't even know I was doing all that.
Okay.
I did for the one raffle ticket for the mixer, and that was it.
The raffle ticket. So, ma'am, I'm canceling the account for no further charges.
Okay. Now, is there any way I can get that money back?
The company does give you a 35% refund, and it gives you $23.56.
That's pretty steep for something I've never even ordered.
I'm talking with the company. There is a 50% refund for $33.66.
Okay. So what's the other $34? Is that restock fee?
Yeah, that's the company. Because this is considered a valid charge, because of it's a bundle, they give
you. I never ordered it.
It's a part of the order when you take the sweepstakes and you get it just for $5.74, a part of the bundle, and the process is...
Okay, so discontinue that completely. And if they'll give me a refund on any of it, I'll take whatever I can get. But I do not never want to hear it again.
Okay, I'm in the process of that. Please give me a moment, and then I'll give you a cancellation number for your records, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for your patience. I'm still here, okay?
Okay.
And Ms. Cossey, it will be 3 to 5 business days where that $33.66 will be back on your account, your bank or credit card account.
Okay, it was my debit card, but okay.
Your debit card, okay.
I want to be took off their mailing list and everything.
Yes, ma'am.
Still can't say why $34, because I ain't got nothing that's equal $34.
Okay, I'm going to give you the cancellation number now for your records when you're ready.
Okay.
That
I'm
number
ready.
Is C like Charlie.
Okay.
262-429-823.
Okay, I'm gonna read it back to you. C is in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
262-429-825.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You said 825, 823.
Oh, 823. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Cossey, do you have any more questions?
No, ma'am. I just want to know where the other $34 is, but you can't tell me that.
The other 34 stays with the company as they consider it a valid charge.
Well, I never agreed to it, so I don't know how, why it would be valid, but okay. All right. That's what I need to know then. Thank
please
you.
Please check your email also and the spam and junk mail area if necessary to see the notification
okay.
of that refund, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All
thank
right.
you for calling customer support. Have a great rest of the day, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.